Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about maximizing notebook LM. It's not just for basic note-taking, folks. This author dives into some seriously clever strategies.
Oh, color me intrigued. I'm always looking for ways to boost my productivity. What kind of unique uses are we talking about here?
Well, first off, they talk about integrating it with Obsidian. Think personalized knowledge base, folks. You can upload your markdown files from Obsidian straight into Notebook LM.
So it's like a supercharged search function for your notes.
Exactly. Instead of just keyword searches, you can ask complex questions and get targeted answers based on your specific notes. The author gives a great example of using this for learning Python in Excel. Pretty nifty, huh?
Very. I can see how that would be a game changer for research.
Absolutely. Next up, mind maps. Built right in. No need for third-party apps. You can visualize the connections between your notes, download the mind map, and even bring it back into Obsidian. Talk about streamlining your workflow.
That's awesome. Visual learning is so important for understanding complex topics.
I know, right? And the third use? Say goodbye to endless scrolling through long PDFs. Upload them into Notebook LM and just ask it questions. The example they use, searching through a car brochure, pure genius.
I'm sold. I can think of so many times that would have saved me hours. Anything else?
One more. Using Notebook LM as a central project hub. Dump everything related to a project. Notes, research, meeting transcripts, the whole shebang. Then, use Notebook LM to quickly pull out key information and track action items.
Wow, that sounds like a dream for project management. No more juggling a million different files. So, it's not just about what Notebook LM can do, but how you use it.
Precisely. The author really emphasizes that point. Think outside the box, folks. Use Notebook LM as an extension of your mind. Now, I'm curious, have you used Notebook LM before? What are your thoughts on these strategies?
I've dabbled, but clearly I've only scratched the surface. These ideas are inspiring. The PDF trick alone is going to revolutionize my workflow. I can see how powerful the Obsidian integration would be for deep dives into specific topics. I'm a little less convinced about the mind map feature, though. It sounds cool, but I wonder how effective it is in practice. Do the generated mind maps actually provide useful insights, or is it more of a visual gimmick?
That's a valid point. I guess it depends on your learning style and the complexity of the information. For some, visualizing connections might be crucial, while for others, it might not add much value. I suppose the key is to experiment and see what works best for you.
True enough. Overall, though, this article is a goldmine of useful tips. Thanks for sharing these insights.
My pleasure. It's always exciting to discover new ways to leverage these powerful tools. And remember, folks, it's not just about what Notebook LM can do. It's about what you make it do. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.